Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the 11 a.m. show here on the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream. I don't know, I kind of feel a little weird. Like I got my girlfriend and side chick meeting each other for the first time and being on the show. Charlie Alamo is joining me once again. We've already done two of these. And then my buddy Siroc from the Weekly Review Podcast is here. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Fantastic. Amazing.
I think Charlie might be nursing a hangover or something.
No, I just realized that I'm drinking out of a Precious Moments mug and it's quite embarrassing, so I'm trying to cover it up.
Yeah, have you ever noticed like how like clean Siroc's place, it's like all nice and neat and everything, no, Charlie, totally, me and you, like clean. I'm broadcasting outside with cicadas underneath a damn tree. Doing this live stream with you guys, and you got like New York Yankees in the background.
It looks like a bad press conference back here with the New York Yankees and the other stuff covering other things up.
Is that where you keep your imprisoned kids at behind there? Like, is there a cage or something?
No, I was gonna make a joke about that, but I won't. I'll just leave it and let it hang.
Oh, Buzzer Bob is joining us. So one of the first stories we wanted to get into. Now, have you guys ever been ripped off by women? Like maybe drugged? I mean, being drugged, because the first story we're going to get into is down in Miami. These two chicks ended up drugging this guy and stole his Yeezys and a $10,000 watch. Now, I want to ask you guys, $10,000 watch, does that make you a douchebag? Like, I mean, we all have phones now. Like, a $10,000 watch, what do you think, Charlie?
It depends on what kind of watch is it. Is it a Patek? Well, is it something cool? Or is it just some, like, cheap, looking Rolex or some shit?
I don't know. Siroc, are you a big watch wearer?
No, I'm not, but I'm a big wrist wearer. So I gotta have some.
What do you mean, like leather straps or something, or like I don't understand. Like,
no,
what do you
man, like you know, like a bracelet or something. It's because I have like small wrists, so I'm like kind of self conscious about it. So
you got an Apple Watch on right now, don't you?
Yeah, no, I'll wear an Apple Watch, but like
okay,
before
I asked
that,
you
I was,
if you had
I was
a watch.
Always bracelet.
You lied, man.
Apple Watch doesn't really count. You know, that's more of a phone accessory.
What's the second word in that watch? Correct.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So it's a watch.
But before they came out, I was, you know, I was never really a big watch guy, but a wrist guy.
All right. Charlie is running all the audio. Let's get into this first story.
My neighbor texted me and said, I didn't want to call you at 6:30, but the feds, the FBI, and a bunch
of... Actually, this is the murder for hire plot one.
Yep, hang on. I don't know what. Skip to that.
Take a look at these two women. Talk about...
Yeah, that's not about Yeezys.
Being taken for a ride last Friday, Miami Beach police say these women drugged and robbed a Texas tourist out of thousands of dollars.
You live here in Miami or are you here on vacation?
Hold on, guys. What's up, Mom?
Great. This happened the other day, too.
Doesn't Toto look like he...
Oh, listen. Come listen. I thought something might have been wrong, and that was what was going on. So... All right, can we just start that story all over again? I apologize.
No, it was great. We got another impromptu visit from your mom, which is always fun.
Hi, Mom.
Love that.
Take a look at these two women. Talk about being taken for a ride. Last Friday, Miami Beach police say these women drugged and robbed a Texas tourist out of thousands of dollars.
You live here in Miami?
Hold on, Charlie. These two women are not really that attractive. Does that make it worse that you got taken by a bunch of ugly chicks?
What does the guy look like? Not that that matters or anything.
They didn't show the guy.
Okay, so maybe he's busted too. So this is all he could get.
You know, you get robbed by like a bunch of fives. You as a man are like a two.
Yeah, you gotta hide that money better. I mean, you're showing up in a $10,000 watch or $10,000 worth of stuff and your Yeezys getting stolen. You're not exactly doing
And I would like to know, like, is there an age limit at what age you're not supposed to be wearing Yeezys? Like, if you're in your 50s or 60s, Should you be wearing Yeezys?
I don't think so. Not in the 60s anyway.
Unless they're a gift. Rock? Unless they're a gift from someone. Gift. Yeah.
Do you own a pair of Yeezys, Tarak?
Nah. I'm not a big Kanye fan. So that's my reasoning. I'm sure they're comfortable though.
I bet. Yeah.
On vacation, I was in the process of looking for housing down here.
Oh, how nice.
Kimberly Ann, LeBron Martinez, and Elizabeth Libby are behind Guilty. Bars. Cops say they met the
yes
tourist on Collins Avenue and asked him to have LeBron. A drink. At first, he refused. Cops say they went to Sonny's Bar and Restaurant. After they closed, cops say the suspects convinced the victim to go to Collins Park, where he was handed a beverage. He drank.
All right. Can I stop it right there? When a woman invites you to a park, that means that they're homeless or something, and they have no place or pad to be able to go hang out. And they are like two lesbian chicks that took us for a bunch of money.
Nothing good happens in the park.
Exactly. Like, imagine someone inviting you to a pond. Like, hey, come meet me at this pond over here with no one looking.
Exactly. Well, Ciroc, yeah. Well, Charlie lives in Montana. I live in Florida. So going to a pond is not a big thing. Like, I mean, that's just like everyday partying to me.
Depends on who you're going with.
Yeah.
If you're going with two women wearing your Yeezys and a watch, you probably are going to get robbed. I'm just saying.
Quote, he immediately felt as if he had been drugged and soon after lost consciousness. End quote.
Allegations are she met a guy at a bar, gave him a beverage with some crushed up Xanax. He passes out.
All right, let's stop it there. Now, were they just the football Xanaxes? You know what I'm talking about, yeah. Charlie. The footballs, or are they the bars that they like crushed up?
I don't think they use Xanax. I think they're just trying to get away with using or saying something else. They probably use something stronger, obviously. I mean, you're getting, or this guy was just so horned up that he had to go to a park with these chicks, which, you know, could happen as well. Yeah. So maybe
have you ever been? Have you now? Is it a compliment like to get drugged? Because usually, see, they took him for money. It's not like they, you know, drugged him for sex. They robbed him for money. So that's a bad thing. You know that I actually got drugged in downtown Orlando because there was a lot of these couples that were getting rolled. Like they would drug their drinks. Mm-hmm. And me and this one chick that I was with right after my divorce, we ended up getting into a fight and the bouncers came over and was like, hey, miss, is this guy bothering you? And she said, yes. And the bouncers ended up dragging me out by my head. Like they had my head like hitting every step up the way of the bar, and luckily, and then I went and passed out in my PT Cruiser. I made sure the keys were not anywhere near so I could get like a DUI or something. And the right. next thing I know, like the ambulance fire department is there because I guess somebody walked by my car and was like, yo, there was a dead white dude in a Mini Cooper.
That's not good. They didn't even get the car right. It would have been cool if you died in a Mini Cooper. It's terrible.
All right.
Cruiser.
Have any of you guys ever been drugged?
No.
I probably don't remember if I have. Best of
case. You're just willingly taking them.
Yeah, I probably would. Honestly, I probably would. Like, what's this? You know?
Yeah.
I'm really competitive, mm-hmm. so I'd see if I'd be able to handle it and not pass out.
Free is free.
Yeah. Exactly. And plus, I don't wear Yeezys, remember, so I'm good.
Yeah. I'm not wearing Yeezys and a big watch. Again, I don't know about the whole watch thing. I mean,
it's coming up, but it'll tell you what type of watch it is.
Okay.
Their items were missing, and there were fraudulent charges to his accounts. They went on a shopping spree.
Take a look at what was taken, say cops. An Omega Seamaster diver watch like this, valued at $10,000, credit cards, debit cards, a gold chain. And cops said they even took his white Yeezy sneakers, valued at $250. And these women say cops were fast spenders. They say they spent $15,000.
Did he mess up? Did he say the cops were fast spenders?
Yeah, absolutely it did
sound like he messed up on that. Yeah. Like he
got drugged by cops? He got drugged by two undercover cops?
That's what it sounded like. I'm going to go back a little bit.
And these women say cops were fast spenders. They say they
Yeah, he did say it.
Yeah, he made it sound like the cops were spending the money. Well, maybe they were. I mean,
Check you know, us out.
It is Miami, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
$15,000 of the victim's money over the next 16 hours. Cops were able to stop the suspect Sunday night when they noticed their car on Collins Avenue.
Grand theft, fraudulent use of personal identification, and unlawful possession of a stolen credit or debit card.
And now these two women who were busted right here on Collins Avenue, big trouble with the law. They're facing a laundry list of criminal charges. We're live on Miami Beach, Rosh Lowe, Local 10 News.
My name.
Wait, so how did they, did the guy actually get a good description enough to where he could turn them in? Is that what
happened? Well, no, they had the debit card they were using the card.
Oh, so they just tracked it down to where they were using it and
yep. Yeah. Yeah. Like you got to be a fast spender. Like you can't just go like from place to place to place because they're going to like narrow you down a little bit.
Yeah.
I looked up the watches. They do. I mean, they range from like $3,000 to like $9,000.
And what makes that a $9,000 watch? What is it made out of? Like, I just don't get it.
That it's a diver watch, probably. Those are always, you throw that in there. Oh, it's for swimmers because you see them wearing them a lot when they're in competition.
Yeah, Michael Phelps all the time had a watch on when he won all those gold medals.
Yeah, but if you look at them, they look like something you'd wear to like a wedding or something. Like I can imagine someone in a pool with a Rolex looking watch as they're swimming.
Yeah, not a watch that looks like it would be good for a funeral.
on a related story, have you guys ever been with a woman that you thought might be capable of killing you or hiring murder for hire plot? Like, because I always had this fear, like I was going to piss off my wife at the time, and she was just going to pour gasoline on me while I was sleeping. And light a match, and I had a fear of that. I really did.
How close did she come?
Not very often.
Did she? Yeah. Did you smell the fumes of gas anytime waking up in the middle of the night?
No, she just didn't come. She just didn't come a lot because that sex life wasn't that great.
Well, look at who's laying on top of her.
Yeah. My nerdy big ass head on a skinny ass body. Neighbor. It's like a watermelon toothpick sex.
Not only that, too. This was like Frosted Tips Tuttle. So
yeah, when I
boy band Tuttle,
NSYNC.
Yes,
I used to bleach my hair like because they sent me out to Black College Reunion wearing a wife beater, and Eminem was actually performing. That same time, and so they made me bleach my hair completely blonde, and I left it on for too long, and it developed like scabs in my scalp, like it burnt my hair.
It burns your whole thing. Yeah, you can't leave that on for too long, especially the whatever the peroxide stuff that's in the bleach for coloring your hair blonde. It's terrible for your head.
Would you ever go back?
Have you
to blonde? Yeah.
No, I never have. Let me ask you though, Ciroc. Do African Americans like what's the process of straightening the hair? Like, because I watched the Malcolm X movie. Okay, remember when he first started and he would like straighten his hair and stuff at the beginning of the movie? I think I can't remember, but like,
so what do you just straighten his hair?
Yeah, what do you have to do to straighten it though? Like, you got to put product
like a hot comb or something, you know.
I would love to see I've you never with like my long hair. Straight hair. I would love to see you like as a black Jesus, like with long,
like Snoop Dogg. Just have it all down. I might actually. You know, my hair's pretty. It's getting pretty there. I don't know. It's getting pretty long. I'm gonna straighten it, man. It's a process. It hurts. It's painful. You're sitting in a chair for 4 or 5 hours. It's just, and then you might not even like it at all.
Yeah. But this next story, we're about to play this woman who is this big holy roller, like she's big into the church, ended up trying to hire somebody to kill her ex-boyfriend's chick. So
kill her ex-boyfriend's chick?
Yeah. Just we'll play the story.
Okay.
To me and said, I didn't want to call you at 6:30, but the feds, the FBI, and a bunch of unmarked cars are out in the yard.
By the way, Charlie, this is the stereotypical where the news goes out and they end up finding just that one person. It, like, that has no information at all. Does not offer anything to the story. And listen to some of the words she says. Like, you can tell, like, she is just in Florida with just some of the phrases she uses.
You got to love the news story blowhard that has absolutely no information, doesn't add anything to it at all, but yet they're the first one running up because there's a camera.
I know. I see what happened.
Yeah, I saw everything. What happened? I didn't exactly see what happened, but what I think happened was, yeah, they're the worst.
A typical site in this upscale new Tampa subdivision. Sandra.
And by the way, it is not. By the way, I didn't mean to catch you in mid-sip there to stop it.
I got to sip off camera because, again, I got a Precious Moments cup that says mom on it. This is terrible.
That is beautiful.
Oh, that's great. No, that's great.
The only thing that was clean, I mean, I could have used a giant mug, but then I would have looked like I was an idiot drinking way too much coffee.
Look at me. I'm like, but put my stuff down then. Put my drink down.
But what I wanted to say was that this is not an upscale like neighborhood. It's your stereotypical Florida home. Right next to each other, Florida style type homes. It's not even a gated community. And some places are the worst. Like, you think, these houses are semi nice, but no, man, that's where some of the worst stuff happens.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, bad stuff happens in nice houses too.
Usually murder, though. I feel like in nice houses, it's always murder.
It is because they want to take stuff. It's not usually people, I don't know. Yes, it's usually stealing.
From the house in question this morning, her phone was blowing up.
All of the neighbors were texting going, what in Sam Hill? Okay, so you weren't arrested.
She said Sam Hill. You can tell. Yeah, you can tell that she's from Florida. What in Sam Hill?
Oh, man, that's never good when you lead with that. And her phone was, my phone was blowing up, was it? She got three texts from the nosy bitch down the street. Yeah. That was it.
She probably has an old Nextel phone.
She got a Chirp.
Ones that you can.
Yep.
Yeah.
People are just ringing her and she's in the other room. Hang on, I got hard copy on the line.
Police were there to pick up 50-year-old Deanna Stinson. This is video of her being booked in the county jail. She's facing charges accusing her of attempting to hire a hitman online to kill the spouse of a person she used to be in a relationship with. State records.
All right, now stop it there. Siroc, by the way, this was a black woman that ended up doing this. Now, like, can black women be very spiteful? This woman is African American. Like, I don't know. Is that something like in the community where like you get an African American woman that just that's just pissed. Yeah, pull out the handbook.
No, usually the women just so like if you had
that's why
like
you
crazy,
date white chicks, right?
It's insurance. But no, usually if you got a crazy black chick, I guess they usually would just kill you. Like they wouldn't hire anybody to kill you.
They would just
murder you. Yeah, and then apologize over you like your dead body. Like, I'm so sorry.
Don't most women poison men though? Like if they're gonna kill them, Charlie.
No, not really. I mean, what about that one chick down in Miami who tried to hire the undercover cops on that episode of Cops to kill her husband or whatever, and she ended up suing because they like entrapped her or something. They made a whole special about it on
I remember that.
American Greed. That chick was pretty good looking too, but she wanted her husband dead, and so she again, why do they think that reaching out online is going to be a good thing?
Yeah,
she used the dark web. Have any of you guys ever been on the dark web?
Yeah, I've heard of it though.
Yeah, I have too. I've known some people that got some gimmicks from the dark web, but I've never been able to figure out how to get on there.
You gotta get it like a VPN. Well, I'm not gonna tell people.
Yeah,
how to
you
get
gotta
on
get some kind of special crap. There's all kinds of things. It's not easy, obviously, or everybody would be on it.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you guys. All right. So, would you rather just be murdered, your penis cut off like John Bobbitt or had?
John Wayne, yeah, John.
No, what was his name? His last name was Bobbitt.
Yeah, because Lorena.
Yeah.
Probably just kill me. If you're going to do that, just give me the old Steve Air McNair and have my girlfriend kill me in my apartment.
Oh, man, that was a just sad kill story. Me.
Unless.
Or Phil Hartman, too.
Yeah. Have a coked up white chick kill me.
He got his penis back though. And did you know that I didn't know that he ended up doing porn, and one of his first movies was Frankenweenie.
Of course, that writes itself. Weren't you a fluffer on Frank and Weenie, Tuttle? Those were the lean years, right?
Zombie Weenie.
But no, he actually got length after it being cut off. You know that, right? Like he did get like 2 inches.
Well, why wouldn't you? What are you going to do? Get it smaller? You got a chance to add a little bit to it because gone.
You got to go like to the horse farm. You know what I mean? If you got it cut off and you had a chance to pick any new one, I mean, you got to go big or go home, right?
Yeah. And she threw it out a window while driving. Like she got in the car and was driving with his severed penis and threw it out the window.
That's a pretty boss move too. Hey, guess what? I got something of yours and I just threw it out. Go find it.
Oh, and how do you find that? Do you get like a dog? Like, is there like a penis sniffing dog out there?
I think so. You probably just give it like give a little pube and just, you know, let it go fine.
That just sounds so horrendous. And the fact that he didn't die or anything, and who knows how long it took before they actually sewed it correctly on. You know what I mean? Who knows if it even works, right? I mean, fluffer years, but that's about it.
But what if they put it on upside down? Like, you know, where exactly. The bottom was on the top.
That'd be kind of cool. I'd probably rock that a little bit just to check it out. You know what I mean? You guys want to see something? Watch
well,
this.
Well, they're going to have to fix it anyway, so you might as well test drive it for a bit.
Yeah. Can you imagine being in the bathroom in a urinal, like on a handstand, pissing? Somebody walks in. What's this guy do it?
You can't go out then if you got to do that. That takes too much work. I mean, you can't be doing hands every time you got to take a leak.
Well, I feel like it like kind of curve, it like, you know, like loop. You just have like a, you know,
you got to stand
downward one. All right. We got a tight rope.
Get down the leak there. All right. All right. Murder for hire.
Murder for hire.
Affiliated with By the Book Ministries, she also founded Women of Excellence Consulting. When I called that number,
you have reached the voicemail of Deanna Stinson. Currently, I am unable to take your call.
At the Bible-based fellowship,
all right. So hold on. I want to. Why do all the reporters always either go knock on the door of the home of the person they're doing the story about, or call their phone like they're actually going to answer or open up the door? Like they just do it for show, right?
Here's a better question. Why did that message sound exactly like when I called to leave a Tuttle Daily voicemail? It sounds the exact same message. It goes to some lady named Deandra's phone, and it's just, I don't know what's going on there.
Maybe
you got her. You got her involved in this too?
Dude, I think they're looking for action. Remember that show, Cheaters? And the whole, so he got shot, he got stabbed one time, right?
He did on a boat.
Fake.
Well, you don't think he got stabbed? Joey Greco didn't get stabbed now?
Now, was he related to Richard Greco?
No, but he did have a producer named Gomez, which always made me laugh. He's like, hang on, I'm on the phone with Gomez. What? We're 2 minutes out. And then somebody be fighting. One time this nerdy white guy pulled a samurai sword. That episode was hilarious. He's running around chasing them with a samurai sword that he pulled out of like a Geostorm. It was terrible. Who drives around in the Geostorm with a samurai sword? You're looking for trouble.
Well, I mean, I could understand Chinese stars. Like, every redneck down in Florida has, like, Chinese stars.
Nobody ever carries the things from the Ninja Turtles, though. The little point, you know,
Oh, the one that Raphael, the katanas?
It's like, it's got the little, it looks like
Like a fork. Yeah, the three.
Yeah, that thing seems useless. Unless you're flipping over a steak on a grill, you're not really... The M's didn't look sharp or anything, so you're not stabbing, really.
Think about the multi-use, though. You could stab somebody and have a barbecue with the other hand, you know?
And they gave Donatello a stick, basically. Like, you know, like, I mean, did they just have a bunch of weapons? They said, you know, choose your weapon, and he was the last one. He was just, you know, really slow, and he had to get a stick.
Well, they were fighting a giant rat, so what better to use than a stick?
The rat was their master, right?
Splinter. Oh. Yeah, it was Shredder they were fighting.
Okay, whatever.
Can you imagine that? Like, yo, this is Master Rat. Like, lives in a sewer.
Well, they are turtles. I mean, what else are they supposed to learn from? That game is great for Super Nintendo, by the way.
Oh, I love that one, too. Yeah.
Where you were a little turtle and you went down into the sewers and stuff.
...kind of comment saying that he needed to get more information. Back at Stinson's home, there's a sign next to the door. Live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond measure. Clara says the arrest is beyond shocking.
My neighbors were all like going crazy. So they were fine. Wow. I'm so glad I didn't put her off as a neighbor.
That was, what a useless woman. They really didn't grab anybody. They could, all my neighbors. Wow. I'm glad I didn't
you guys got a cigarette? Neighbor.
You got a like, cigarette? Where exactly do you leave? Yeah, no. Yeah, she was probably asking the reporter definitely for any kind of smoke.
Yeah.
Charlie, I have you ever heard this? And I would like to get your opinion. Like, okay. I know that you go out and party sometimes. And when was the last time you were hungover? Like, do you get hungover at all?
Yes.
Ciroc already knows.
I know where this is going.
Why? Do you think I'm?
You want to know what Ciroc does? Do you want to know what Ciroc does?
For hangovers?
He goes. No. Yeah. He goes and get IV bags put in him.
Really?
Yes.
I never thought about that. That's great. Just so right into the old veins there, because that's usually what you need.
Right. So Charlie, we have a few places here in Tampa. Like one's called like Ivy Joint, and you know, a few names spin off of that. And basically, you go in, you pay. I got a discount at the time because I worked at a bar nearby, and you pay like, I don't know, $50, and you get all the fluids. You sit there for an hour, and you're fine afterwards.
All the fluids you can drink, $50.
All the fluids. Yep.
That's not bad. You know what? I mean, that's not bad, especially if you've been in a liquor contest or anything like that, where you've been just drinking heavily.
Right. It's either I'd rather pay $50 and enjoy the rest of my day, or, you know, instead of being hungover all day.
I mean, you really do, man. Like, people are calling you Snowflake in the chat room right now, by the way.
Yeah, whatever happened to just drinking through?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I was, you know, doing 10 shots before 10 a.m. on the Bubba show, mm-hmm. I started drinking again in the morning.
Well, yeah, but you didn't go hard like I go hard. That's the difference, right? Because there's casual drinkers, and then there's people that go out and just get like plastered. I go to the Ivy Joint when I get plastered.
Yeah, but don't you go like the first 6 months of the year like without drinking?
Yeah, I know. So then like that next 6 months, I'm like really sensitive, and I can get like hammered really easy. Not that that's the goal, but you know,
it is.
What's
nice
the worst hangover you ever had, Charlie? What was the worst hangover you ever had?
Oh man, I'm pretty sure I got alcohol poisoning one time, and it was down in Florida too. I just sat out in the sun. We were doing shots. We drank like a whole, I don't even remember how many, just bottles, and then just slamming beers, dude. And the next day, I was sick for almost 2 days straight. Man, it was insane.
You could have went to the IV joint. It would have been.
I know
fine.
They didn't have that then. No, when I was living down there, it was the pill epidemic. I should have just went down to the pill mill.
Got some oxys.
Oh yeah, anything to help.
All right, I want to get into this last story. And guys, remember, we're on YouTube, so we have to be sensitive.
You're the one that
says
the most dirty stuff.
I know, right?
Okay, but here in Orlando at Olympia High School. A transgender, a woman. Don't you like, without getting in trouble, you got to call them. Well, I just said them. Damn it. I'm already screwing up here.
I told you.
What would you like for me to call you?
Yes.
Well, this woman ended up, this transgender woman ended up winning homecoming queen.
Okay. So it's a male to
male.
Female?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
but I don't think God damn it.
See,
has had the transition. Yeah, the transition. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just listen to the voice.
Okay. That makes it different, though, I think. And we'll discuss that here in a second.
Really cute.
She is a queen, proud of her crown.
She also gave me the sash.
For her, it all symbolizes something richer than royalty.
It just made me feel like I actually belong, not just like a joke.
Okay,
that
so
was one of my
I gotta tell you, pre-transitioning, still pretty hot though. Like, if I'm just being, if I'm being honest,
the voice.
I can't wait to see.
The voice sounds like the voice of the chick that took me to homecoming, and I didn't go.
We didn't win anything.
No.
It sounds like that bodybuilder that used to be on Howard Stern show all the time.
Oh, Nicole Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just happy they voted for me.
She was
but I, I want to see what this chick looks like whenever she fully transitioned.
Yeah, and I don't like the way that she said that it made her feel special without, because
it's kind of like doing the same thing.
Well, it's borderline when they hand somebody that has a mental disability a football and let them score a touchdown type thing. So
yeah, and everybody's clapping like.
You don't want that sympathy. That's bad.
I want somebody to come across the middle and just lay out the kid in the wheelchair. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like right before he gets and he's about to get there. Bam. You just go like targeting, like you get ejected out of the game. You go head first, head to head contact, and you knock him over. Now, do you think that this person, this chick won Homecoming Queen because she deserved it? Or do you think she won it because they rigged. Wanted to make a statement.
Statement.
Yeah. 100%. It's probably rigged. I mean,
it's Orlando too, and they're really big in, you know, the LGBTQ whatever community.
Yeah, they keep adding letters to that. I can't keep up.
I'm just gonna say A through Z, A B C D E F G Z community.
They're all great. Everybody's great.
Fears. I was like at bed one night and just like, what if they're just doing this to laugh at me?
Evan Bilosuknia is 17 and she's in her first year.
Whoa. She hasn't changed her name yet?
Yeah, at least we can tell Ivana.
They're still going by Evan.
I didn't get the first name there. I totally missed that one.
Hang on.
Bilosuknia is
That's the last name.
I think it said Isla.
You gotta shorten that last name too, especially when you changed your name. Shorten that name. Go for the whole Hollywood thing.
And just like, what if they're just doing this to laugh at me?
Evan Bilosuknia is 17 and she's Evan? In her first.
Yeah.
Evan.
You wouldn't go by Evan who goes by Evion or something
Just add A at the end of that and you're Ivana.
Yeah, there you go. Easy.
Boom.
And then shorten that last name and there you go.
Or just get rid of it. Just be like a share. Just be, I'm Ivana.
There Boom. You go. The homecoming queen, one named person.
Exactly. Great. Maybe we should be like transgender, like consultants, like transition consultants.
That's great. As long as it pays good, I don't care. I'll consult on anything.
Living the way she wants, the way she feels.
I still have a long way to go and a lot more changes coming.
Just a few months ago, she started her transition.
Looking back, like it doesn't even feel like that's me. So I played football for about like 6 years, 6 to 8. Long tackle football, and I remember, you know, during practices I'd stare at the cheerleaders because I wanted to be with them.
All right, so
he did stare at the cheerleaders because they wanted to be with them, but maybe not in the way that he's talking.
In a different way though. But man, like this kid was playing tackle football and you know, like for 6 years there, and now is, you know, the homecoming queen.
Well, I know somebody that used to play baseball, blew out their arm, and now they're transitioning in the hobo fish camp.
Yeah.
They got a beautiful red shirt on.
Works at Target.
Yeah. It looks like you know your way around all of the aisles.
Yeah. Tell them you agree your hair out. Like, you'd be a cute girl.
No, the long hair is really, really bad on me. Now, let me ask you this, okay? If you came across and you met a chick that had the whole transition done, everything, even the Adam's apple shaved down, and the transgender woman is hot. I mean, the hottest chick you've ever seen. Would you hook up with her? Or would you be mad, like, if you found out? Like, what if everything was the same, you could not tell, but it was once a guy?
Is there money involved? Or is it just like, just hooked up because I thought it was a hot...
You met her and she didn't tell you.
Oh, well, that's like not disclosing information. Well, yeah, that's illegal, that's... Yeah, that kind of... That's not disclosing information. Wouldn't that... How different is that if you have, you know, AIDS or something and you don't tell somebody that? Is that...
Well, I don't think you can die from...
Wait, don't kill
me. Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying... Are you kidding? Okay, let me do some, like, herpes.
You said I say the most offensive stuff. You just compared trans to HIV
having,
or AIDS.
Having a STD or something.
Not disclosing it, yes. Well, if you don't disclose, I mean, some people would be
that's
mad.
The most offense.
Yeah, imagine her saying, like, by the way, we used to play on the football team together. You probably don't remember me.
Yeah, I was starting left tackle. You're like, what? Okay.
I always had a crush on you.
that may be a problem, you know, for some people. For some people, not. I'm just saying.
All right, let's get back into the store before we like completely.
I'd be
get
pissed.
My
I would fight her. You got to fight that person after that.
No, you can't you? Because then you're going to jail for a hate crime.
But what if it's the other way? What if it was a chick that you know that turned that's now a dude? Can you then fight them? Or is that not?
Oh yeah, then, right? Definitely not.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Confident self without the love from her family. But she didn't know quite what to expect at Olympia High School when she decided to try to become homecoming queen.
I want to have that moment of glory.
So she's grateful. The homecoming game's halftime brought a show of support from her friends and classmates and even the crowned king.
There's only good energy.
Yeah, so you're the dude. Okay, so now you're the homecoming king and she's the homecoming queen.
What's up, bro?
Like, yeah, I mean, yo, how's it hanging, dude?
Yeah, how could
I mean,
you not
wouldn't
find
that be uncomfortable?
How could you not find it ballsy of her to transition into the same school?
I love a good pun.
I think that takes a lot of guts.
Yes. Well, I mean, let me ask you this, though. Do you think that everybody, like all of his boys, the guy that was a homecoming king was probably like, you know, giving him, you know, crap like, about the whole like, thing?
Bro. No, I think nobody gave him crap until they did their first dance. The homecoming.
Yeah, exactly. You
oh,
guys,
yeah. Did they have to do that? Oh, my God.
Somebody, you know, somebody made fun of. There was obviously some bad jokes.
Yeah, it's high school too. It's like, you know,
yeah.
Like,
oh man, I was mean to people in high school.
I love the support that they're doing, but like, let's all be honest here, man. High school are the biggest a-holes, you know, on the planet.
Oh yeah.
And with social media now too, man. Oh God, I could only imagine.
I'm so glad I didn't have social media when I was in school. That would have just been even worse. I mean, it was just towards the beginning of people actually being on their phone. Mm-hmm. So everybody was sending those really, really tiny text messages because you had to go every number
the QWERTY, whatever.
Whoever invented that method is stinks. That guy sucks. I hate him. He's gone now. He probably, you know, is hanging in by his neck in his closet somewhere after they realized.
Let's hope so.
An antiquated, it's just terrible system. All right, finishing the rest of the clip.
Great person. And, you know, he made me feel just like any other girl.
And through all the excitement comes a certain comfort.
It just made me.
Wait, he made her feel like any other girl.
You
does that
make
mean like
me
they,
feel.
I mean, treated her like any other girl. I mean, did he, you know, feel the deal, you know, what I'm saying?
I didn't think about that. Maybe.
But usually they have their own like separate dates though.
Yeah,
because right? You can win homecoming king and then still have like your girl as like your date. You don't have to really hook up with.
Were you on the homecoming court? I could imagine. I think me? Like Ciroc would be. No. Yeah.
No, forget all that. I had other plans.
Yeah, there's way better stuff to do than dance in a high school gym.
Exactly. Put a crown on. Yeah. Two crowns.
Who cares? Yeah, usually it was. Yeah, especially like the school that I went to. I didn't go to any of that stuff, but I know that the person that they gave it to one year was of challenged. So I know they did that on purpose. Not that I'm saying that's
what,
a bad
are we thing. Are wait, how bad? Are we talking downs or are we talking
well, I'm not like, talking ups.
Somebody okay.
No, it was no, and you know, nice enough. I actually, if I remember right, it was the homecoming king that was the one that had you know, a touch of it. And so this poor hot chick got stuck with, you know, which probably wouldn't be the first time, but could have been worse. I could have been homecoming king. Then she really could have got stuck with a mongoloid.
Oh, man. This is in Montana, right?
Yeah.
Where the hell is Montana, by the way?
It's part of Canada soon, I guess.
Watch your mouth. We
sorry,
right.
I didn't mean to say
the
F word. It slipped.
Man.
The WTF is just, it just flows out of my mouth so smoothly.
Yeah. The Washington football team? It flows out of everybody's mouth. That's why they're sticking with it. It does, you don't want to be confused by football and football. One's soccer and one's ball. But believe me, all the trash it's watching that is not getting confused if it's soccer. Not saying the football is trash, but.
Do we, is there any more left on this story or?
Yeah, there's like 10 seconds left.
Okay.
and that I don't have to go through this alone.
And Evan hopes she can share that with others who may struggle finding their way as she continues a journey of her own.
But I have to keep like my head up and know that it's going to take time and that's going to take patience.
Take a look at the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was too shrugging again. But yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I think this worked out pretty well today. I don't think we stepped over too much. And, besides Charlie comparing a certain type of people
Listen,
to age.
I was trying not.
Pressing charges to... against transgender people.
They're people too, and charges can be pressed. You're not disclosing stuff. I'm just saying you need to disclose. Maybe.
That's true.
Now I got to rock cursing.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't at least do that. I just...
All right, so we're even then. So me and him, one for one, we're even.
And then you had an interview with your mom there for a few seconds. So, and plus the bugs that you got going out there. I'm surprised you don't get attacked. If something falls down out of that tree one time on the live stream onto you, I'm going to laugh.
No, Toto has an agreement with all those bugs out there.
He does. Yeah. What kind of deal do you have with...
Are they on the... It was my time.
I have a deal that I... That I won't spray you with like damn DDT around here and give everybody cancer.
Well, I don't remember. I don't know if people remember from yesterday's live stream, but that lawn's looking way better back there. That guy was zipping around there quick. He got that little grassy what have you by the fence.
What is that behind you? That pink
tree. Where does the pole? What destinations are on there? The North Pole, Miami.
Hold on. Let me.
I thought it was pointing at like graves and stuff. You know, lies so and so.
Hold on. Let me. I don't know. Can I change my? I don't even. Oh, here we go. Watch here. I'll show you, and then we'll go. It says. All right. Here we go. Let's see if you can see it. It says. The Fowlers. Hold on. I gotta get around.
Is that a noose?
My tripod.
Oh my god.
No, it's not. Oh, shut up, guys.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
No.
All right, I'm out of here.
It says Wayne's Love Shack, Nude Beach, Free Beer next Monday, Sally's Tiki Bar, Sexy Seniors down at the bottom.
Sexy Seniors.
Oh. Yeah. I like the Free Beer tomorrow or Free Beer Monday.
Nude Beach.
Yeah.
Is there really a nude beach there? People don't tell me.
Really? Playa Linda Beach is real popular. It's right a little bit south of here.
Is that where you go during the day?
I think so.
No. All right, guys, we got to go. Follow Charlie on Twitter at Real Lame Charlie and check out Ciroc's podcast, The Weekly Review. It's available on all platforms, right, Ciroc?
Correct.
There you go.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. And hopefully everybody else did. Thank you for joining us. And I hope you guys have a great day. And we will talk to you tomorrow.